The Black Cat and Other Stories by Edgar Allan Poe. Text copyright David Warry, 1991. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 1993. Not to be publicly performed, resold, hired, copied, or re-recorded without written permission from the publishers. The Black Cat. You are not going to believe this story, but it is a true story, as true as I sit here writing it, as true as I will die in the morning. Yes, this story ends with my end, with my death tomorrow. I have always been a kind and loving person. Everyone will tell you this. They will also tell you that I have always loved animals more than anything. When I was a little boy, my family always had many different animals round the house. As I grew up, I spent most of my time with them, giving them their food and cleaning them. I married when I was very young, and I was happy to find that my wife loved all of our animal friends as much as I did. She bought us the most beautiful animals. We had all sorts of birds, goldfish, a fine dog, and a cat. The cat was a very large and beautiful animal. He was black, black all over, and very intelligent. He was so intelligent that my wife often laughed about what some people believe. Some people believe that all black cats are evil, enemies in a cat's body. Pluto, this was the cat's name, was my favorite. It was always I who gave him his food, and he followed me everywhere. I often had to stop him from following me through the streets. For years, he and I lived happily together, the best of friends. But during those years, I was slowly changing. It was that evil enemy of man called drink who was changing me. I was not the kind, loving person people knew before. I grew more and more selfish. I was often suddenly angry about unimportant things. I began to use bad language, most of all with my wife. I even hit her sometimes. And by that time, of course, I was often doing horrible things to our animals. I hit all of them, but never Pluto. But my illness was getting worse. Oh yes, drink is an illness. Soon, I began to hurt my dear Pluto, too. I remember that night very well. I came home late, full of drink again. I could not understand why Pluto was not pleased to see me. The cat was staying away from me. My Pluto did not want to come near me. I caught him and picked him up, holding him strongly. He was afraid of me and bit my hand. Suddenly, I was not myself anymore. Someone else was in my body, someone evil and mad with drink. I took my knife from my pocket, held the poor animal by its neck, and cut out one of its eyes. The next morning, my mind was full of pain and horror when I woke up. I was deeply sorry. I could not understand how I could do such an evil thing. but drink soon helped me to forget. Slowly the cat got better. Soon he felt no more pain. There was now only an ugly, dry hole where the eye once was. He began to go round the house as usual again. He never came near me now, of course, and he ran away when I went too close. I knew he didn't love me any more. At first I was sad, then slowly I started to feel angry. And I did another terrible thing. I had to do it. I could not stop myself. I did it with a terrible sadness in my heart, because I knew it was evil. And that was why I did it. Yes, I did it because I knew it was evil. What did I do? I caught the cat and hung him by his neck from a tree until he was dead. That night I woke up suddenly. My bed was on fire. I heard people outside shouting, "Fire! Fire!" Our house was burning. I, my wife, and our servant were lucky to escape. We stood and watched as the house burned down to the ground. There was nothing left of the building the next morning. All the walls fell down during the night, except one, a wall in the middle of the house. I realized why this wall did not burn, because there was new plaster on it. The plaster was still quite wet. I was surprised to see a crowd of people next to the wall. They were talking and seemed to be quite excited. I went closer and looked over their shoulders. I saw a black shape in the new white plaster. It was the shape of a large cat hanging by its neck. I looked at the shape with complete horror. Several minutes passed before I could think clearly again. I knew I had to try to think clearly. I had to know why it was there. I remembered hanging the cat in the garden of the house next door. During the fire, the garden was full of people. Probably, someone cut the dead cat from the tree and threw it through the window to try and wake me. The falling walls pressed the animal's body into the fresh plaster. The cat burned completely, leaving the black shape in the new plaster. Yes, I was sure that was what happened. But I could not forget that black shape for months. I even saw it in my dreams. I began to feel sad about losing the animal, so I began to look for another one. I looked mostly in the poor parts of our town, where I went drinking. I searched for another black cat of the same size and type as Pluto. One night, as I sat in a dark and dirty drinking house, I noticed a black object on top of a cupboard near some bottles of wine. I was surprised when I saw it. I looked at those bottles a few minutes ago, I thought, and I'm sure that object was not there before. I got up and went to see what it was. I put my hand up, touched it, and found that it was a black cat. A very large one, as large as Pluto. He looked like Pluto, too, in every way but one. Pluto did not have a white hair anywhere on his body. This cat had a large white shape on his front. He got up when I touched him and pressed the side of his head against my hand several times. He liked me. This was the animal I was looking for. He continued to be very friendly, and later when I left, He followed me into the street. He came all the way home with me. We now had another house, and came inside. He immediately jumped up onto the most comfortable chair and went to sleep. He stayed with us, of course. He loved both of us, and very soon he became my wife's favorite animal. But as the weeks passed, I began to dislike the animal more and more. I do not know why, but I hated the way he loved me. Soon I began to hate him. But I was never unkind to him. Yes, I was very careful about that. I kept away from him because I remembered what I did to my poor Pluto. I also hated the animal because he only had one eye. I noticed this the morning after he came home with me. Of course, this only made my dear wife love him more. But the more I hated the cat, the more he seemed to love me. He followed me everywhere, getting under my feet all the time. When I sat down, he always sat under my chair. Often he tried to jump up on my knees. I wanted to murder him when he did this. But I did not. I stopped myself because I remembered Pluto, but also because I was afraid of the animal. How can I explain this fear? It was not really a fear of something evil, but then how else can I possibly describe it? Slowly, this strange fear grew into horror. Yes, horror. If I tell you why, you will not believe me. You will think I am mad. Several times, my wife took the cat and showed me the white shape on his chest. She said the shape was slowly changing. For a long time I did not believe her, but slowly, after many weeks, I began to see that she was right. The shape was changing. Its sides were becoming straighter and straighter. It was beginning to look more and more like an object. After a few more weeks, I saw what the shape was. It was impossible not to see. There on his front was the shape of an object I am almost too afraid to name. It was that terrible machine of pain and death. Yes, the gallows.